We bless your name, Lord, for this holy moment here. Scripture says that he is enthroned upon the praises of his people. So we would ask together, as your people this morning, Jesus, would you be lifted higher? Would you be lifted up, Jesus? Come on, just pray with me just for a moment. Jesus, be lifted up. Jesus said, if I am lifted up, I'll draw all men to myself. Let your name be hallowed. Let your name be lifted up in praise in this city. Let your name be lifted up. Want to say here this morning that I'm struck by all of the young women up here up front on their knees in worship, and I was reminded this morning of Mary of Bethany, Lazarus's sister, Martha's sister. And Mary shows up three times in the scriptures, and every time she shows up, what's her posture? She's always at the feet of Jesus. When he's teaching, Mary of Bethany at his feet. After Lazarus dies, Mary falls at his feet. And then when Jesus is eating with resurrected Lazarus in his home, Mary's at his feet, anointing his feet with the perfume, with her hair. Mary's always at his feet. May we be like Mary of Bethany, pouring it out because he's worthy. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 11 that I'm afraid that as Eve's mind was deceived, that your minds also might be led astray from pure and simple devotion, not to a denomination, not to a style of worship, but to Jesus. And so we want to pray this morning, it's on my heart, that we would pray for us, for the body at large, that we would keep the main thing, yes? Which is pure and simple devotion to the man, Christ Jesus. Amen? I had a vision when I woke up this morning in my bed of Jesus appearing in a room in bodily form. And I saw all of our responses at once. And guess what we all did, everybody? Nobody had any opinions. Nobody wanted to grab the mic. Guess what we all did? We fell down. All we could do was worship him. And Lizzie has a vision she shared with me this morning that it's not like a single file line in heaven where the super spiritual here, and then if you're kind of one of the weak ones, you're back here in the line. It's a circle, yes? All of God's beloved are equally close to his heart, amen? So there's no comparison here this morning. We love Jesus whether we're weak or whether we're strong. For those of you who have been in the faith for 2 minutes and those who have been here for 30 years, Jesus loves us just the same, amen? So we're devoting ourselves to pure and simple devotion to him. So what I want to do is just take a few moments. We want to continue this attitude of worship. I want to gather up with threes and fours and fives. And we want to pray for the church, for us to be devoted to pure and simple love for Jesus. Can we just pray for that? Pure and simple devotion for Jesus and his church. Let's just pray together, everybody.